This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with... Good afternoon and welcome to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. Today we have a guest on, Shiv.
Hello.
But we'll come to her a bit later.
Yeah.
The introduction to the show today goes like this. I've had a think about it. And this is the time that Leeds is kind of dying down for all of us because we're working so hard. We can't really go out. So in a time we all should be revising, clearly everyone is downloading Netflix. That's right.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. I just got the password off my mum in a promise exchange that I wouldn't go out before my exams.
No.
So selling my good life ticket if anyone wants. Nah.
Nah.
today we're going to be discussing shows that maybe have stirred something up within you, maybe got really interested in it. I've watched one personally a couple of days ago, which I will discuss, that's kind of rejigged my thinking on food and exercise and the fat shaming thing that kind of goes on in our society quite a lot, especially on Tumblr and Reddit. So we're discussing them amongst lots of other old documentaries and new ones that are critically acclaimed, all of which are available on Netflix. So in the sense Netflix is sponsoring our show today.
Yeah, but not actually, unfortunately.
Legally not, but we're giving them only good coverage.
So, sure.
Yeah.
So at 5:30, we're going to have our international song of the week again, as usual.
Yeah, what is it?
That's a surprise, Joey. That's why people still tune in. They wait for it.
Well, we don't want to give anything too much away. So we're going to start off with a song and then join us for an indulgent show. We'll be right back.
One night in a disco on the outskirts of Frisco, I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out-of-towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Adonis, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, what a wow. He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what a wow. What a great city. Oh, what a wow. He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what a wow. The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance but not conceit, as a man he's complete, my creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers, heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Austin, Gucci, Fiorucci, he looks like a steal. That man is dressed to kill. Oh, what a wow. He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what a wow. I've ever seen. Oh, wow. He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what a wow. Ooh, 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 wow. Oh, what a wow. Yeah. He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what a wow. I love the moves. He's the greatest dancer. Oh, what a wow. That I've ever seen.
To declare. First off, let's introduce Siobhan. Hi, Shiv.
Hello.
You are a fellow Year Abroader, are you not?
Yes, that is true.
Where did you go? What did you do? Did you love it?
I went to Australia. I was in Brisbane. I studied there at a university called Griffith, and I did love it.
What did you study there?
I studied something called Applied Theatre, which is just drama, but they had a funny name for it.
And was that good compared to Leeds?
Do you know what? I went there thinking this is going to be not as good as Leeds because it wasn't one of like the top choices.
Yeah.
But I did so much more there than I do at Leeds, and it's more like active, and the people were really funny.
Were they?
Yeah.
Funny. Funny to laugh at or laugh with?
Funny both.
Both ways. Were there lots of people who went from Leeds to Brisbane?
No. Oh, it loads to Brisbane, but none to my university.
Oh, really?
I'm a bit of a lone ranger there, but...
I think, like, in terms of the Year Abroad or the university and how prestigious they are, I don't think it really matters because they're only going to look at the fact that you went away. They're not going to say, like, well, when did it count?
Yeah.
And, like, what's the ranking?
It is
of
a good uni you went to, isn't it? I heard.
Griffith Uni, I think, well, to be fair, to be active in drama, it was one of the best, and that's what they told me, so it's really good. Because if I went to, what was the other ones in Australia?
Like Melbourne and Sydney.
Monash.
Yeah, those ones, it was all, like, you know, academic, and you didn't actually, some people didn't even act, so
Really? Yeah. So you lucked out there.
Good
choice.
Good deal, yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. and all that. So obviously we're talking about documentaries and films today, and Shiv's drama student, so you can give us a nice little aspect on it, a little angle. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah.
Libby's also a big fan of films and stuff.
Sure. No.
Glad she's here. Good to have her here. I'm facing you today, Shiv. That's all. So I thought we'd begin with the firm favourite, Louis Theroux, because he's everyone's best mate. Found out he's been on our air. He's on air 16, no, more than 16 years. Since 1997, 18 years?
Yeah, why not?
That's
18 years?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah,
that's his
that's
first
crazy.
One when he went to the brothel in America, where he went and hung out. I watched one the other day where he went and got liposuction. Like, because obviously his role is to kind of reflect society. He said recently in an interview, I think it was Vice, he said that he doesn't, when people say to him, how are you giving these people these platforms, like especially the most hated family in America, when they which if you don't know, they go to rallies of Christian, they're like really sorry, they're really, really right-wing Christian, and they go to rallies of fallen soldiers to like rally against, they go to funerals of fallen soldiers to rally against homosexuality.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all, they are very much hated, but Louis said, I don't do it to like pronounce their views and to share it to the world. I'm doing it to reflect what is with like amongst us in humanity, and like it's a mirror. I'm not there to like dig deep. I'm there to just show
what's going on.
Yeah. And he does it in such an approachable way. Like he's never really seen someone who's got really aggressive or towards him, or he's
pretty like casual about the whole thing.
He's
like,
isn't
all right,
he?
So this is going on in your life, and they're just like.
Yeah. And he's so unthreatening. I think it's just he's got a kind of like, I'm a geek.
He's a bit dweeby.
Yeah, he's a bit dweeby, exactly. Anyway, so with Louis, he's done a really interesting one, which kind of ties into a very big topic at the moment, Bruce Jenner. He's just like come out and said that he's wanting to change gender or change sex. I don't know if he's going to go the whole way, but from a man to a woman. Do you follow that news?
I follow that news, and I watched the documentary.
Did you? I haven't actually watched it. So
was it on the children?
No. Oh, the Louis Theroux one.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that one. No. But there's been a recent Bruce Jenner documentary that came out.
An interview.
Like,
yeah. I've not actually seen it.
About his choices, and obviously, I think what Kim said, if he was, that's kind of the last hurdle. You know, women. Well, arguably not, but for everyone. But in terms of what's socially taboo, like. Transgendered and transsexual people are kind of the last ones who've been left behind in terms of like coming forward for rights.
Yeah.
So and lots of people are saying with him he's a great role model, and obviously he's got a big family and they're all there for him, and it must be hard going through this and spot on the spotlight, especially with how harsh the media are.
No, definitely.
And
but then again, they put their life in the media.
They are tricky because their whole life depends on it. Like he recently got in a car crash because he was getting chased by the paparazzi.
Oh,
and his car killed a woman. And everyone was, you know, if had he been not been Bruce Jenner, he would have gone to prison or had some kind of fine in a like a big way. But he didn't. He got away with it. And then there was, I think, one of my friends arguing, but it's not his fault. Paparazzi were chasing him. But you can't pick and choose when the paparazzi are at your door. They're either in your house filming a reality TV show, they're paying for your weddings, and then the minute they start intruding on your privacy, you get like, whoa, barriers,
definitely.
Limits. So that's a bit of a tricky one. But here at LSR, we're supporting Bruce Jenner for any decision he makes. but actually ties in with this recent documentary. So you saw it as well, Louis Theroux Transgendered Kids.
Yeah. Good. It was really good. I think with Louis Theroux, he just knows how to ask the right questions.
Yeah.
Like, you can sit and watch it and like, have no idea why these people are having these thoughts or how they can comprehend, you know, their feelings. And you're asked like, the screen, so not really the transgender one, but with the most hated family, you'll say, like, how can you think that? And he'll just be like, so what would you say to people who might be thinking this? So that's how he's not so, like, aggressive and that's how he's a really good documentary.
He does, exactly. He completely morphs the question into being very approachable to answer.
Mm.
I think he'd be a good therapist. I do sometimes think that if he sat down next to Louis, he'd get the most out of you that anyone ever. You wouldn't know where he's going with the next question. So that was Louis. And then a few others I just want to mention. Is 20 Feet from Stardom. Have you seen that?
No.
It won an Oscar last year for Best Documentary, and it's about backing singers. And I know it sounds so like, yeah, I'm just searching for the spotlight.
That sounds awesome.
It is amazing. The backing tracks to Gimme Shelter, every single famous song that you ever know, these like group of like six or seven women in America have sung on that track, and they get paid very little. They've been like kind of screwed over by lots of different production companies and music managers and everything, but they're so famous amongst their groups, like everyone in the artistry industry knows them, but we don't.
Yeah.
They're not famous, and it's less of a let's make them famous documentary. It's more of like a let's appreciate what they've done and how different songs sound with a woman's touch on it, and, you know, how these rock songs, especially Rolling Stones and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of similar to like people on the stage actors, because you don't, or like musicals, you don't really know these people that are in musicals, but then a celebrity can come and decide that they want to be in a musical.
Yeah.
And then people who've worked so hard to try and get into stage musicals are just, you know, sidelined, and then a celebrity is put forward and they're rubbish, but
get tickets.
You can't really
tickets.
Yeah.
Are you thinking
tickets.
About like what kind of aspect of drama?
No, I think I'd like to go into directing, producing. I think I like telling people what to do.
Yeah.
Rather than being told, like, no, you're not very good at acting, I'll tell people.
And
that.
You obviously.
We'll just switch the role up.
You're obviously, like, in acting and going to school and doing it in drama and stuff, you'll have picked up the good things about directors and the bad things about directors. And
yeah.
You can kind of apply them. Have you come across anyone who's been. I don't know, Australia. You can say it. If they're in Australia, shout it to the world. Maybe not at Leeds, if they're like hanging out downstairs.
Just outside.
Yeah. Well, with the difference between Australia and Leeds, Australia, we were directed by someone who was external within Brisbane and would come in, get paid by the university and just direct a show and then leave. But within Leeds, you have the same tutors who have been in Leeds for 5 years. And they kind of do the same stuff, and they don't really direct. They're like, "Oh, we're going to facilitate your process." But coming from Australia, where it was like, "This is what we're doing. Help me do it if you want." Like,
this is my vision.
They had a vision, but whereas in Leeds, they want you to have your own. But they didn't really like tell us that, so it was kind of a floaty experience in Leeds. Whereas in Australia, it was great and like directed and
I think we found that with even just like learning when we were abroad. Like,
yeah.
Was much more like the learning was much
way more hands-on.
Yeah,
way more hands-on. Is that, do you know if there's any financial, like, was it much more expensive to go to that university because like
than going to Leeds?
Yeah. I'm
not thought about that. I think for an international student going there, yeah, it would have been really expensive.
Yeah.
But for people in Australia going to that university, I'm not sure.
I think, like, in Canada, we did have a lot more contact hours. But that's because, I don't know if it's the same with you, Libby, but lots of my tutorials were actually my lectures. So there was only maybe max 15 people, and that was my lecture, and then I'll have 2-hour tutorial with the same group, with the same teacher. So it was very, like, a lot smaller groups.
Yeah, smaller groups.
I had big classes.
Yeah, you had big classes. We're going to talk about Crazy Americans, so here is Seal with Crazy.
Yeah. the other one. And yet together they were friends at school.
Back with Anything to Declare. Lost my voice just then. Voice broke. We're talking about documentaries today, and Shiv has just told me in the break that she is currently working on one. So can you please describe the premise, who's involved, what's it about?
Well, so for one of my modules at Leeds, doing theatre and performance, we get to just do whatever we want. So
Free range.
Yeah, free range learning. So we started a company called Why Falling in Love Gives You Spots. And it's basically,
I have seen that around. Yeah.
On Facebook, YouTube. So we're just exploring the notion of love, because everyone has a completely unique experience with it. Everyone, you know, some people love it, some people hate it, some people don't really have an opinion because they've never been in love. Mm-hmm. So we are just doing, like, well, we're really into filmmaking, so we've done lots of videos asking, you know, what falling in love gives some people. We had some great responses. Basically, my housemate won an auction with three rugby boys to have a dinner with them. So she brought me along, and I rocked up with my camera. they were thrilled.
Did they know you were going to film it?
No, I thought I'm not going to tell them because they're just going to not really want me.
That's true. They'd me back there. Out. Be like, I'm washing my hair tonight. Sorry.
So I just set up a camera in a little room and got them to. We had to go, you know, it was kind of like a come dine with me.
Come date with me.
But no, they didn't really want to date us.
Any good responses so far, or are you going to keep that confidential?
Good responses from the
boys.
The boys. Well, I think there'll be a second dinner.
Hello.
The Leeds tab picked up on it and put an article, so we've got lots of views. Yeah.
Great, good for you.
Sorry, that
sounds a bit patronising. That's fantastic.
Good for you.
I mean, it was just unlucky. Good for you. But is it going to become like a feature film, or are you going to put it?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to do an art installation, because we have to do a presentation, basically reporting back our findings, and it's going to be in June, so everyone should come along.
Yeah, first.
And in different corners of the room, we'll just have... you know, our different, what we found out, the videos, and I think we're going to have a typewriter in the room, so you can go and, like, write a little love note or, like, an angry letter.
A revenge plan.
Yeah. and like, a vinyl record player, so you can put on a love song or a heartbreak song, and just, there'll just be lots of, like, nice stuff around that you can play with.
So what date's that? Do you know?
Hopefully it'll be on the 2nd of June, and we want to have it at the Fav.
Cool. That's a good space.
Yeah.
That's a very good space. Good, radio, what's it called, stereo system, so you can hear those. I'd be putting on Whitney Houston, like, my greatest love of all, like that. But I completely agree with the notion that love gives you spots, because hormones, it all comes up, all around my T-zone. Okay, so talking about dinners, I watched a fantastic documentary called Fed Up. It's been commissioned by Katie Couric, who's like our equivalent of Fiona Bruce, but like a bit more sassy. And she made this film, and basically it's tackling the issue of child obesity. And there are some things on there which I'm shocked about. I'm going to tell some facts. First fact, 80% of schools in America are sponsored by a fast food label.
No.
So that's Coke, whoa, Pepsi, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Burger King. So lots of show kind of follows three kids who are severely overweight. Like, this one boy's 15, he's 400 pounds, so I don't know what that is in stone, but like 20 stone maybe. No, that's ridiculous.
Divide it by, I don't even know. Let's
okay, but yeah, yeah. Swiftly moving on. He's big, and he goes to school every day, and he looks at the options. The options are burgers, chips, pizza, or nachos. Nachos are the healthy option.
Yeah.
So he obviously gets burger and chips. The government have decided, because they didn't want to cut down on the use of fast food restaurants sponsoring the schools, that a pizza is now a vegetable because it has tomato on it, and chips are now vegetables because obviously they're made out of potatoes. So we all know that's absolute rubbish. Mm. But that's, they're kind of being pumped this information that blah, blah, blah. So then they kind of moved on to the discussion of sugar and how important sugar is in the digestive system, and how actually it's sugar that makes you fat, not fat. So they did a test on these mice, and they had 43 mice who were addicted to cocaine. Wow. Which sounds like a kind of fun time, anyway. And they were given the choice between cocaine and sugar water after 15 days of drinking sugar water and using cocaine. I don't know how they did it, but basically 40 out of the 43 mice chose sugar water over cocaine, because it's 8 times more so addictive. So if you're giving your kid at birth in formula, hooking your kid at 3 or 4 on sugar, they're going to grow up eating sugar, and they're going to get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. And one of the worst facts about the whole thing was that in 1980, the cases of type 2 diabetes, which they used to be called adult onset diabetes, was, can anyone guess how many cases there were of type 2 diabetes in children in 1980?
This is in America?
In America.
Large.
No, in 1980.
Not large.
100.
Zero.
Zero.
Okay, and then in 2010, there are 57,638 cases of type 2 diabetes in children. And they're the only population ever, the only generation ever, sorry, to not live as long as their parents. That's the foresight. That's how they're gonna.
It's so grim.
It's, but the whole documentary kind of compares it to smoking, and how we have finally realised in our stupidity that smoking gives you cancer, and being eating this amount of sugar and this amount of fat, and going and eating mostly it was like Coke and orange juice and like the stuff that like you just kind of guzzle down
juices
without thinking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They it's going to become like an epidemic, and this is like the worst thing we've done. It's called Fed Up. It's directed by Stephanie Schottig, 2014. It's on Netflix. I'd really highly recommend. But now
got an international song.
Yay!
A little bit delayed, but hello.
Sorry if you've been waiting for the last 2 minutes and 58 seconds.
That's good, we got the factual information in there. They would have learned something today.
Sure.
So this is okay, usually we have this themed usually, but that's not working. But this is by Joe Huber, who has got Puerto Rican roots, and is actually in Wolf of Wall Street, which is not a documentary, but I guess it's a true story. So here we go.
Bye. Blowing the soul out of this horn.
You're still listening to Anything to Declare with Joe and Libby. We've got Siobhan with us today. Siobhan, you better have your head switched on. We've got some serious agony aunt issues, problems. Ooh. To we need advice.
They go quite deep.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's be serious now.
Okay, let's switch this down. Here we go. Right. Hi Libby and Joey and whoever their fun guest is.
Ooh. Hello, that's you.
I'm finally settling down for my last few weeks at uni at Western Ontario. Hello.
What a coincidence this person's written in.
You guys really inspired me to go when I first heard your show. I'm in a bit of a pickle, though, because I'm torn between whether or not I should stay in Canada for an internship for the next 2 months or go home and see my friends and family. As you guys will know, it has been 8 months and I have had no visits, sadly. Oh, okay. What's a good way of getting over homesickness? Or should I just reunite with my family? Potential intern Iris.
Yeah.
There's okay. So many typos in that.
Is there? Sorry, I wrote it on my iPad. I mean, I didn't write it. Iris
must not be able to spell well.
Okay, so basically the Iris's problem is that should you stay out for another couple of months? I think you did that, didn't you? You went travelling after Australia.
Yeah, I did.
So how long are you away in total?
Actually, I got an open return flight and I had to come back the day I left. So I left on the 2nd of July and I had to be back in England by the 2nd of July. So I was away for an exact year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of clever.
I kind of wanted... Actually, I'm glad I came back when I did because I had a great summer and yeah. It was nice to see everyone. But when I was out there, I wanted to stay and earn some money because I spent it all.
Yeah.
Came back with zero and had to go straight into work. And it would have been nice because it was wages out there were very good. So
yeah, they were. They are because they have a very high minimum wage, don't they?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's $22.
Wow.
So that's like 13. Wow. Probably like 12 pounds now, but
that's still really good. Very good. That's why good. Like 5.75.
Yeah.
Methods to get over homesickness is a good question. Lots of us going travelling, going abroad. I think that the best way is to talk to people. It's to talk to people you from back home. I think sometimes it makes you think that you're going to come more homesick.
Yeah.
But I think if you get reassurance that nothing's changed. I think that was my fear when I was away. I don't know about you, but I thought that everyone's going to love each other way more. I'm going to come back, they're going to forget who I was. And like everything would have been different. But sadly, it was all the same.
Yeah.
Always. Everything. So what's next?
Okay. Next message that just flew in just then. What's up, Libs and Jojo?
Hang on a second, someone's got a little too friendly. Okay,
goodness gracious. Okay, just wanted to say thanks for all the advice over the last semester.
How nice is that?
I've now been eating Ryvita and everything.
Yeah, so last week we were discussing Indian food and Ryvita, so they must have listened into last week's show.
Ryvita. I'm off on a trip around China and I'd really like to start a blog or do a video blog or something. What are the best ways for me to update people on my travels without annoying them? What's the best social media outlet for documenting things, perhaps without sharing straight away? Let a girl know. Traveling Tina.
Right, teens, good question. You don't want to annoy people, do you?
No,
with constant updates.
But I guess the thing is, it's when people like blast it on like their Facebook and stuff the whole time, whereas if you created like a space or a blog that people can access from time to time when they want to,
yeah,
then it wouldn't be so in the face.
We both had blogs in Canada, but yours was like an everyday one where you update and it was really funny.
No one read mine, that's the point.
No, I know, but you had it for yourself.
Yeah, personal thing.
Whereas I was really loud and obnoxious about mine and sent it everywhere, but actually got back and everyone had read it, so it was a good time.
I think I read yours a few times.
Thanks very much. I'm taking that as a compliment just because you read it.
Yeah, I think something about a police encounter.
Yeah, won't go into that one.
They loved you though. The police officers loved you. That was a premise.
Yeah, oh god, yeah. So that's, but it's a good question because Instagram, I think Instagram's a little less offensive in terms of like showing what you're, I think, because it is taking off more than Facebook because people don't really care what you think, they just want to know what you're doing. And you know,
it's nice for your friends to kind of keep updated with what you're doing, but at the same time when they were writing their dissertations, I got a lot of messages being like, this is irritating.
Beach pics. Actually, that's a really good campaign by 3Mobile, who are like, prepare yourself, because they have free pitch messaging across Europe, so they're like, prepare yourself for all these awful pics that's going to come your way, and so many hot dog legs. The hot dog legs are the worst. So there's loads of, the Tumblr's a good one, but there are other blogs available. Twitter's always fun as well because I look back on my time hop and I'm like, what was I thinking or saying on social media? I'm trying to like privatise everything now so no one can reach it.
Okay, I've got another message. I think I know who it's from.
Oh,
dear Joanna and Elizabeth.
It's Wendy. Do you know about Wendy?
No.
Okay, Wendy's the old timer of the show. She's, I don't know how old she is, but she's old. And she needed to get in contact with us. She needs some help because her daughter went off to Honduras. We don't actually know how her daughter is anymore because she hasn't mentioned her for the last 6 weeks.
She now talks more about herself.
We sent her to India on a holiday because she asked us where to go, where it's kind of like old people friendly, and we guessed India from the marigold, exotic marigold.
They look like they had a good time.
But she went there for, I think she's been there for a few weeks now. I don't know if she's back or not, but maybe we'll find out.
Well, she's going to update us. Here we go. My month in India has come to an end and I'm now back in sunny and special Wolverhampton.
Oh, isn't that nice?
We do learn a lot about her.
Yeah, like, every time. Yeah, she only travels first class.
After all the rice and naan I was eating in India, amongst other delights such as chickpeas, chutneys and curries, of course, I feel as though my health has squandered a little. Since my return, I've been pretty aware of my ill health and I'm hoping to get back into shape. I'm thinking about trying out being vegan for a few weeks. What are your opinions on that? And are there any exercises that are friendly for 65 plus?
That's a good question.
Feeling fatty, worried, waiting.
It's nice how that tied into the documentary we're discussing. Wendy, first of all, you're always going to be beautiful.
Why does she think we can relate to exercises for 65-year-old
plus? It's a good question, but we exercise for everyone is a discussion. And also veganism is like blowing up, and it's, I think, pretty trendy. Anything they've declared needs to address the issue.
Yeah. It's like a real trend at the moment.
Yeah. Would you?
Wait, Joey, I'm pretty sure... Okay, so we like attempted it for like half an hour when we made vegan brownies and then we added eggs and then we lost that and then they were absolutely disgusting anyways.
They were the worst things ever.
And we tried it twice
we
as well. What were we thinking?
Yeah. We were like, we don't have baking powder and like soda will
we
do.
We just made it up.
Because
it's a difficult thing to be a vegan.
I think it is, but...
I have a friend who tried it out for about a month and she constantly had some nuts with her.
Oh, really?
always munching on some nuts. And she said it was difficult and she forgot a lot of the time. You should be chowing down on something and realise that, oops, I'm a vegan. But
I think it's a dairy
challenge.
It's the dairy bit that would get me. Like, no cheese, no eggs, yogurt. Oh, God, all of it.
And, like, chocolate. Does that... Dairy milk. That's out.
Yeah,
it's got dairy in the title.
Cream egg? No, thanks.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So, there'd be lots of them. And obviously, meat is a big thing. There is a documentary called Food Inc., which is about how the meat industry kind of ruins the environment. And I'm really, really avoiding watching it. I know that's not good of me, and I know I should have a keen eye for any worldly criticism, but I can't because I know that I'll be so guilty every time I munch into a Boss Burger.
But you can... Yeah, that's like vegetarian, is it? Which is... You know, but the step closer, maybe she should give a go.
Yeah, maybe do that for a bit.
We can't recommend
My stomach's rumbling so much just talking about
Boss
Burger.
I don't know
if it doesn't come out on the radio. Okay, we're going to hit a song and then we've got Anything to Claire coming up with Shiv, where she's going to talk about an embarrassing story that happened abroad.
She don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as air. Ooh, it makes you wanna cry. She doesn't know your name, and your heart beats like a subway train. Ooh, it makes you wanna die. Ooh, don't you wanna take her? Wanna make her all your own. In my best friend and the boy next door. Fool for love and fool on fire. Coming from the rain. She's oceans running down the drain. Blue as ice and desire. Don't you wanna make her? Don't you wanna take her home?
This is Captain Kim speaking. Welcome aboard Benga Airways. After takeoff, we'll pump up the sound system, because we're going to eat pizza.
So that sound, Siobhan, can only mean that it's your moment. We are going to ask you, do you have anything to declare?
I do have something to declare. It's a story about myself, obviously.
Hopefully.
We'd hope, yeah.
I went to Thailand on my travels to find myself. And I decided that I'd work in an elephant sanctuary for two weeks.
How
so I was volunteering.
Yeah, how nice of you.
All the needs of the elephants. Turned out they really just did not need us.
Yeah, they're pretty good on their own. But what were you doing with them?
So you got given your own elephant. And you had to wake up.
I wonder how the elephant felt about that.
Yeah.
Not Siobhan. God.
Mine was heavily
just
pregnant.
Act at me.
heavily pregnant. Really aggravated.
I was at the whoa.
Yeah.
The baby's calm when you were there?
No, sadly
oh,
not.
That's a shame.
Because I think they're pregnant for about 2 years.
They are.
Yeah.
And
they
then you have one at a time or something, don't you?
Yeah.
Not that we... Do we? Yeah, we sometimes have twins.
Sometimes two or more. Yeah, mostly just one at a time.
Yeah, so the day consisted of waking up at 5 o'clock, meeting a mahout, which is the guy that's assigned to...
Who actually looks after the work.
So you wake up and go wash them, and then you spend the day doing absolutely nothing, and then you wash them in the evening. So, but you pay to be there. So essentially, the helping is just giving them money,
and then
they just kind of accommodate for you, and you get to wash elephants.
Yeah, which is fun. Do they squirt water on you?
Yeah, they train them to do that. It was a bit sad actually though, because in Thailand a lot of elephants are poached, so they create these camps where they, you know, contain them, and they they have to like fund it somehow, because they get through so much grass and they have to employ so many people to just constantly be cutting down grass and feeding them, but so they have to kind of train them to do stuff so that, you know, so that people come and actually are impressed by it. But that, you know, you can tell the elephants just don't want to be, you know, playing football. They can do some pretty cool stuff. They can play like harmonicas and sing, and they play football and do like loads of stuff with hoops. But at the end of the day, they're kind of contained in a tiny little area, and they just get a walk with, you know, with a person on them that they don't really want.
Yeah.
Especially when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
It was a bit one or more. Yeah, one or more. So it was a bit sad. Anyway, my funny story.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Sure. That's what we want to learn about.
Way back before the day that I arrived in Thailand, we went into this volunteering house with loads of international people that had done it. Some people were teaching English, some people were going into orphanages, so our group spent one night there, and then you'd go to the camp, which is like about an hour away. So this one night I was like, great, make an impression, go out with all the friends. Everyone was German, and we went on this night out, and I got, you know, the new person treatment, and got very, very drunk. And the places that we were staying was, you know, a hostel house with loads of bunk beds. So we came home, I was very, not in a good way. I decided to go to bed, take myself to bed, so obviously stripped off, you know, in a room full of five other girls, got into my bunk bed and vomited all over it, and turned out it wasn't my bunk bed.
Was there another person in there?
No, the other person had been on the night out as well, come back, seen me in the bed, and was like,
okay,
right,
better not get in.
Yeah, I'm not going to go for that strange new girl.
You're the new girl.
The worst thing about it is actually that I didn't tell them that I spoke German. So the next day, they're all German, so they're all talking about me, you know, laughing at me, but smiling, but thinking I didn't understand.
Oh,
I was sat there just eating my cereal like, yeah, that's right, I am disgusting. Sorry.
Not on anything to declare. It's not the worst one we've had, but that's a very good, very, very good one.
Yeah.
So there's no judgment here. Thank you very much, Shiv, for coming in. You've been great.
No
dinner
problem.
The dinner party, is that right? And why Love Gives You Spots?
Why Falling in Love Gives You Spots? Come along in June and just come and confess. And
I'd give my advice is to look under the
curtain.
Player.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a little bit off track of our normal upbeat, hilarious, just me and her mucking about. But we thought we'd bring it back. But that's because it's a big ramp up to next week, which is party week.
It's going to be huge.
Last
We're
ever
talking
show.
Streamers, confetti.
I'm going to have
a theme.
Bottle of rum under here that I'll be sipping slowly.
really. Ooh. Listen in to Quarter to 2 because it's going to get funky. We've also got Freddie Edwards coming back on because he's one of our number one guests and he's always a good time. So we will see you guys next week for the big blowout.
Bye-bye.
Heading deep down, we're hanging on to